The locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Oh, yes, it is senior night here at Jackson Heights High School in Jackson County, Kansas. Final game of the regular season, and here tonight, Morehill Mount Academy on the road at the Cobras. Good to have you back with us, everybody, after the ladies' game just completed here a short time ago. Between the contests, they recognized, introduced a nice group of seniors and their families and significant friends. Now, that all done, time to get ourselves underway and get ready for some basketball. I'm not really sure what they're waiting for or what's the hold up here. We've got three officials. We've got all the players. And just what we don't have is anybody making something happen. But I suppose it all pays the same, right? So I'm going to make something happen. I'm going to introduce the starters to you here tonight, whether they do or not, for Jackson Heights. And the Cobras coming into the ballgame tonight at 6-9 in the conference and 6-13 on the year. They're going to be starting the seniors on senior day. Team makes sense. Silas Holiday, he's 5'9". Wyatt Bacon is 5'7". 6'1" Jason Bosley. Big guy in the middle, Grant Amon at 6'4". And running it out, 6'1", Dakota Abel. By the way, and under head coach Brett Plattner. For the Ravens, and head coach Brad Kunicki, his assistant Corey Eckert. The Ravens are going to be starting 5'9 senior Carson Van Dyke, and they will go with a sophomore tonight in Bowden Korbelik, a 5'9 player. At 5'8, it's the senior Lansden Taylor. Mark Harris is 6'1, a junior, and 6'1 junior Sam Joyce. So for Morehill Mount Academy, they are not the tallest team that anybody's going to come across in the course of a given season, going in the starting lineup tonight, going from 5'8 to 6'1. Ravens are going to be in the traveling black uniforms with gold and white lettering and trim. For the Cobras, it is the home whites with that forest green lettering and trim. Ladies game ending a short time ago. It was a tough loss for the MHMA girls. And Jackson Heights wraps up a perfect season. We're going to get them to fix that on the MSC website. They got that thing reversed. But no, really and truly, it was a win for Jackson Heights tonight. Also, a heartbreaking loss for the Benedictine men down in Springfield as they fall to Evangel 78-74. So the regular season comes to an end for the Ravens. We'll just cross all of our fingers and hope for the best and an invitation. That's it. We're set to go here and hope you enjoy it. Getting started with the guys game here on CARE. Quarter after 8. The ball is up. The tip going to be controlled down in the backcourt. Here we go. Here we are down around the right side. Cobras with the basketball. They'll look into the middle. There's not a lot of room there. They'll bring it back out on top. Ravens are going to start off a little player defense. The ball's going to be slapped away. It's loose on the floor, and it'll be taken away for MHMA by Langston Taylor. Taylor will break it into the forecourt. Works his way over to the right side. Now will start to drive in. Kicks it back behind him. That's going to be Van Dyke with it. He'll pull up for a three at the top of the key. It's no good. Rebound going to be tipped around, and as Mark Harris comes down with the rebound, he's going to be fouled over the top. So our first foul of the ball game is going to be whistled against Jackson Heights, and it will be on Grant Amon. We're still scoreless. 7:23 to go in the first. Ravens bring it in. It's going to be Corbelick. Goes left side. Harris long three. And a rebound down to Heights. Here come the Cobras. And Jackson Heights into the forecourt with Silas Holiday. They'll go to the right block. No room inside. Back on the top. That's going to be Wyatt Bacon. They'll dump it down to the baseline left. A minute into the contest. Back and in. No room. Comes back off on top again. Jackson Heights, very patient. Goes to baseline three. No. Bacon with a rebound. Brings it back. A set three this time. No. Rebound MHMA. Sam Joyce clears it down. It's going to be Bowden Corbelick into the forecourt with it. Comes out on top. Langston Taylor accelerates to the right side. The defender gets in front of him, keeps him from making the cut and going all the way down to the baseline. 6.5 to go in a scoreless opening quarter. Joyce will have it up top side. Looks in, nothing there. Back out of top, it'll come to Carson. Van Dyke, little left-hand dribble, and now he got a foul off the basketball. It's probably on Sam. He's getting tangled up with the big guy in there, and you can see those two kind of banging around. It'll be Sam Joyce, foul number one, Raven, team foul one. 6:15 to go in the opening quarter. Still no one has put anything on the board yet. Here at Jackson Heights High School. Driving to the free throw line. Nice skip pass, and the bucket is up and good. Count that basket for Grant Amon. And it is 2-0. Jackson Heights in front. Here are the Ravens coming to the right side. Little look away pass over to the edge. They'll kick it back, and the shot is up and in. Giving an assist in the middle. And to Mark Harris, by the way, to Sam Joyce, 2 points. We're even at two. That's a nice pass by Harris. The feed to the left block, the turning shot. Nope. Harris coming down with the rebound. Here come the Ravens. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. He'll drive it down to the free throw line, dump it over to the right side, looks into the middle. There's nothing there. Comes back off on top. Kicks it back over to the edge, and that's going to be Carson Van Dyke with it. Little left-hand dribble, goes top of the key. 5:20 to go in the opening quarter in a 2-2 game. High school basketball here on Care Radio this evening. Going to have you along with us. They drive to the left side. Harris dumps it off. Little runner. It's going to be up and good at a baseline two for Bowden Korbelik. Ravens go up now 4-2, 3 minutes into the game. Here comes Jackson Heights. He'll take it down the right side. Ravens are going to stick with that player defense. The ball dumped into the left corner. The driving shot up high off the window and good. And that is Jason Bosley. He's leading score for them when we saw them, what was that, Tuesday night at Effingham. It's a 4-4 game here, and as the shot is no good, the Ravens are going to lose it out of bounds. It'll come back in again, too. Jackson Heights. Packed house, no question about it. A lot of Cobra fans here and a lot of MHMA fans in the gymnasium this evening, so it's good to see the Ravens represented so well. On the road here tonight, final regular season game, a fall away three, knocked down, and that is Jason Bosley, and he's at 5, Heights leading at 7-4. We're approaching the midpoint now of the opening quarter. Ravens are getting set to go to the bench, and their first player in is going to be Manasseh Miller. Here's a shot from the right side, knocked out of Korbelik's hands. And here comes Jackson Heights. Heights to the basketball. They'll take it down to the baseline right. Oh, nice reversal of direction, and the layup is up and good. Grant Amon has 4. So Bosley 5, Amon 4, and it is a 9-4 lead for Jackson Heights. 3.5 to go in the opening quarter. Lands and Taylor plays off the screen, and the ball's got to be handed into the defender. Here comes Bacon up with it for Jackson Heights. He will stop, skip it off on top, and it's going to be stolen back. Here comes Van Dyke. He'll drive down the right side, realize that the numbers are not good for him. He's going to bring it back out on top. 3:15 to go in the opening quarter. 9-4. The pass to the middle is going to be knocked away, and Van Dyke's going to pick up a foul because he did not want to see Jason Bosley go the length of the court with the ball he just stolen from him and throw it down. A couple of substitutions coming into the game for each team. They're going to have Hayden Doyle coming in for Jackson Heights and also Devin Mock into the game for MHMA. I've got Keegan Mispagel and Manasseh Miller. 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. And we've got a travel down off the right side. Ravens are going to have it back in. 9-4. Jackson Heights. We go inside 3 to play in the opening quarter. Lanson Taylor brings it down, dumps it over to the right side. Manasseh way out there. Comes out on top. Joyce. Back to the left, it goes to Lanson. Taylor backs in, kicks it back. Manasseh launching three. Rebound underneath Lanson. Goes in off balance, can't drop it in. And a rebound taken away by Jackson Heights. And Amon comes down with it, then he gets fouled. Foul is going to be on Manasseh. And is he coming right back out? We just got into the game. He is not. Lanson Taylor's coming out and also coming out. It's going to be Sam Joyce. The Ravens are going to bring back into the game Carson Van Dyke. And also entering the Raven lineup for the first time tonight is going to be Jonkin Ngwaba. 2.5 to go in the opening quarter here at Jackson Heights High School. It is a 9-4 Cobra lead. They go into the lane, running shot, up and around and around and good. Jackson Heights red hot, and that's a half a dozen out for Grant Amon. 11-4, Jackson Heights. Down to 2 minutes to go in the first. The feed down low, Jonkin comes back out on top. Manasseh with it, swings it over to the left to Keegan. Mispagel feeds it into the lane. Twisting and turning, Mark can't get a shot away. 1:50 to go in the first quarter. Back out topside, Keegan Mispagel. Gets it to Manasseh Miller. Ravens taking their time. They got plenty of time. There's no rush. They're trailing by 7. Little deficit early. Driving shot missing. Followed up and in. Tremendous athletic move in the middle of the lane by Jonkin Ngwaba. Cobras with the basketball. 1:15 to play in the first. It's 11-6. Over to the left side. Here's a wide open, uncontested three and buried. Second three of the game and the 8 points so far for Jason Bosley. It is 14-6. Ravens trailing by some 8 points here. We're in the last minute of the opening quarter and a travel. Just getting a little bit of happy feet. Manasseh started running before he got the ball on the floor. And into the game now for Jackson Heights for the first time. We're going to get Keegan Binkley. And we're also going to get Julian Buto. Ravens are going to counter, but do not get Sam Joyce to the scorer's table in time. 45 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Jackson Heights out on top. That's going to be Dakota Abel back in. Here's a three. Right side. Online. Too strong. Rebound tipped around and pulled down by MHMA. The ball's going to be knocked away. It's on the floor, and Heights is going to steal it. Half a minute to go in the first. Jackson Heights leading by 8. They're going to take a double-digit lead at the end of the opening quarter. Cobras with the ball. Now between the circles. It's going to be Abel with it. Feeds it over to the right side, trying to back in. No room there for Devin Mock. Now down to the baseline. Ravens are going to steal it with plenty of time. Here comes Manasseh. He will drive, lose the handle, throw it away. 6 seconds to play in the opening quarter. the Jackson Heights Senior Night crowd making a little racket here. So you got that. 14-6. But Heights has got to go the length of the court to add to any to that. 5 seconds. 3 seconds. They're not even going to try. We have come to the end of the first quarter here at Jackson Heights High School. The score after one, Cobras 14, Mariamount Academy 6.
Exchange Bank. We were here yesterday, we're here today, and we will still be here tomorrow. Hi, I'm Sandy Becker. With a world that is constantly changing and with uncertainties, Exchange Bank is still your bank for a lifetime. We have been a part of the Atchison community for 165 years, offering you the products and services you're looking for, plus the personal touch and customer service you deserve. Come see us, your locally owned bank, and let us be your bank for a lifetime. Member FDIC.
Back over here in Jackson Heights High School. I keep calling it rural Jackson County, Kansas, because that's kind of where it is. There's no town very nearby. The closest town, Holton, about 5 miles south of here, and just kind of out in the country, right on the side of the highway, and you drive along, and there he is. So, how about that? We go to the second quarter, and Joseph, my apologies for my transition issues. I just have such a time sometimes on the transitions. Here's a falling away shot. Up and good for the Ravens. And first bucket of the game for Carson Van Dyke is a three. It is 14-9. MHMA battling right back in this thing. Now down only by five. A quick work over to the left side for Heights. Silas Holiday. Long cross-court pass taken down by Dakota Abel. Abel wants to get the entry pass, and it's going to be a little too tall. And stolen away. Here comes Van Dyke and the Ravens into the forecourt. 7:20 to go in the first half. Top side with the basketball. Lanson Taylor. He'll keep the dribble alive. Work first to the right side and then to the left. Out on top, it'll come to Manasa Miller. Manasa trying to back in. Taylor with it. Heels in the center circle. A minute gone in the second quarter. Lanson will start his way to the right side. Drops a shoulder. Goes in. And they're going to call a blocking foul. That dipping of the shoulder can be really problematic, but at that time, he got away with it. Keegan Bailey, foul number one. Ravens are going to take Johnkin out of the game. And the Ravens on the inbound. Do they throw it away? Now, the official lecturing the students over there in the student section to get back and stay away from the floor. That's probably really, really, really solid advice, okay? So, the turnover by Moore Hillmount Academy. More 6:50 to go in the first half. Jackson Heights with the basketball. Feeds into the lane. Backing in. A sky hook is up and bounces out. Rebounding it down, Lions and Taylor. Ravens are going to run it the other way. It's a 14-9 lead for Jackson Heights at home here this evening. The ball comes out on top to Manasa Miller. Miller, a little left-hand dribble, playing off the screen of Sam. On the give and go to Joyce, up and good. Sam Joyce with his fourth point. And it's 14-11, and the Ravens are back to within a possession. Little left-hand dribble up top side for Jackson Heights. That's going to be Silas Holiday, the 5'9" senior. They look to the middle. Ravens in a player defense. Cross-court they come. Can't get the shot in the lane they want. Looking in. Now twisting and turning, and we're going to get a Heights timeout. That was almost a 5 seconds closely guarded, but a timeout executed by head coach Brent Plattner. We're taking a break. Joseph at 6:03 to go in the opening half of the guys' game, where it is Jackson Heights 14, MHMA 11.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery, For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Happy to have you with us here. High school hoops this evening on Care Radio. Ladies game saw Jackson Heights come away with a win over MHMA. And Cobras have the ball here in the second game. 5:50 to go in the first half. Heights will have it on the left side. It's going to be batted away and stolen. And then we're going to have a Heights foul. Lance and Taylor, that was quick hands and a nice aggressive play. The foul is going to be on Jackson Heights, and it will be the second foul of the game by Grant Amon. He's got 6 points. For Jackson Heights, two guys have gotten all done all the scoring. You've got Jason Bosley with 8, Grant Amon with 6, and that is the entire amount of scoring for Heights so far. For the Ravens, you've had 4 guys get in the scoring column, but none of them very far into the scoring column. This MHMA trails here by 3. Ravens with the basketball, and Manasa Miller has it, works his way out, backing away toward the center circle, opens up a little daylight, now will drive in, falling away, puts a shot up that hits the side of the backboard, and caroms away, it's no good. Rebounding it back down. Here come the Cobras. They'll feed it over to the left block, come out on top, big man, straight away, it's a 3 short. Rebound, pulled down, Lanson. Taylor flies down the court, takes it down to the right side, comes off on top, Miller 3, and a rebound is batted, capped around, and they're going to say it will belong to the Ravens. Checking back in for Morehill Mount Academy will come Keegan Mispagel and Bowden Korbelik as Van Dyke and Miller, Manasa Miller, check out. Ravens will have the ball in, and we have two players who go to the court holding on to it. The foul is going to be on Morehill Mount Academy, and it'll be Lanston Taylor picking up his first foul tonight. For the Ravens, it'll be team foul 4. Jackson Heights has committed 3, and here comes the Heights offense. Corbett's with the basketball up top side to Dakota Abel. Comes up to the top now. It's going to be Doyle with it. Abel again between the circles. That's Silas Holiday. Ravens have shifted to a zone, and now we have a trip called. So the foul is going to be on Jackson Heights, and Devin Mock will have his first foul. Ravens up the floor, and they go to the left side of Miss Pagel out on top, thinking about the long shot as Sam doesn't take it. Kicks it back to Harris. Now into the corner, the Ravens go. To look in the middle, nothing done. Back it comes. A spinning shot is up, no good, but a whistle, a foul. And that is going to put Sam Joyce on the free throw line, having been fouled by Dakota Abel. Clock stopping here as we're around the midpoint of the second quarter. 4 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the second. So wedged. Don't get a lot of that. So one more free throw coming up for Sam. 2 points in the game, Sam Joyce. Or excuse me, 4 points. 4 points in the game on 2-2s. He is the Ravens' leading scorer. The second free throw is up. It is also not going to go in. Rebounding it down is Dakota Abel. Cobras up the floor. 4 minutes to play in the half. Jackson Heights works it all the way down to the right side. They're playing in front of the MHMA bench right now. Abel has it topside. No room. Swings it over to the left. Here's Doyle. 3. No. Abel gets the rebound. Follows up. Doesn't get it. This rebound is going to be slapped and knocked away. It's going to go out of bounds off the Ravens. Back in play it comes for beneath their offensive goal for Jackson Heights. 3:48 to play in the half. And it comes in as he goes up with the shot. Dakota Abel is fouled. And the whistle is going to be on Mark Harris for MHMA. First foul of the game for Harris. Team fouls are now even at 5 each. The free throw here is up and won't quite roll in. One more shot coming up for Dakota Abel, who continues to look for his first point tonight. Manasseh Miller back into the lineup for the Ravens. And Lanzon Taylor is out. Second free throw will go in. And Abel is on the board. It is 15-11. Jackson Heights, 3:40 to play, first half. Manasseh starts to drive into the lane, has the ball knocked out of his hands. He's going to dive for it, and Corbett's going to steal it away. Outlet down the right side. On the floor, one time in, up, no. Offensive rebound, loose on the floor, taken away by Sam Joyce. Sam getting run over from behind, appeals to the official with no benefit. And now here's the three from deep from the left side. Up and in for the Ravens by Bowden Korbelik. And we've got a Jackson Heights timeout. The Ravens have cut the gap to one. We're taking a break at 3:19 to go with a half. Now Jackson Heights, 15. Morehead Academy, 14.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Seconds of play in the opening half of the guys' game as the Ravens have trailed throughout the game. They've never led yet, but they have cut the gap now to one. It is 15-14. Look at it. Who's going to come in off the bench for Morehead Academy? You're going to have Manasseh Miller, and who else do I have out there? I've got Keegan Mispagel. Back into the game also, you're going to have Mark Harris, Bowden Korbelik, and Sam Joyce will be in at the five. Cobra basketball, skip pass right side, wide open, unobstructed three, rolls and bounces around a little bit, but it goes in. And another long bucket for Bosley, 18-14. Ravens back down to court. They go back door, all alone underneath there, and shuffling the feet. Traveling with it, Manasseh Miller. 2:49 to play in the half. Now we got an official coming over to the scorer's table, which is down below us. Just, I think he's just kind of checking on things, making sure everything is cool. Apparently, he seems satisfied. And the Ravens are going to bring Johnkin to the scorer's table. He'll come in at the next dead ball opportunity. 2:40 to go in the first half. Cobras for the basketball, leading it by four at 18-14. Here's another three. Launch is going to hit the back of the rim with a long rebound pulled down by Abel, and he's going to go over the back. Fish it down beneath the goal. Had an eagle eye vantage point for that one. And it's going to be Dakota Abel's second foul. For the Ravens, multiple substitutions. And Guava is in. Also into the game for them will come, what else we got out there? Carson Van Dyke is going to come back in. Lanzon Taylor is out there. The ball being put in play in the backcourt by Mark Harris. And the Ravens are going to round it out with Manasseh Miller. Here we go, 2:25 to play in the half. MHMA with the basketball. They've got a very fleet-footed group in the game right now. And the Ravens throw the ball up, and it's the second wedged ball tonight. We're still in the first half. You'll go a season without seeing that. We've had two already in the game this evening. 18-14. Cobras are going to bring it up the court. They'll have it back with the alternate possession and 2:12 to play. Driving it over to the right side. There's not a lot of room. It'll come back out on top. With the ball out there is going to be Grant Amon. And now we've got contact bodies all over the floor, and that's going to be a Cobra foul. The whistle is on Jason Bosley. It is his first 7th team foul for Jackson Heights. But, of course, with the player control foul, we're not going to be shooting that. And back up the floor with it will come MHMA. Up the floor, Manasseh Miller. Comes out on top to Johnkin. And Guava gets it over to Lanson Taylor, who tries to throw into the middle of the lane, but the pass is too high and out of the reach of Mark Harris. So Ravens are going to turn it back over. Returning for MHMA, we're going to have Sam Joyce back in the game. And for whom? It will be Duncan? Yeah. He's a little disappointed. I don't think he thought he was coming out of the game quite yet right there. Here we go with a minute 40 to play. First half. Coverts with the basketball. They lead it by four at 18-14. They'll drive all the way into the right side, just outside the block. Feet into the lane, falling away. The shot is on its way, bouncing three times and into the hole. Give that bucket inside to Devin Mock and his first points of the game. And it is now 20-14. Ravens back down. They haven't put any points on the board in a while. And a runner is going to be up and short by Manasseh. And with 75 seconds to go in the half, rebound pulled back down and into the forecourt with it will come Jackson Heights. Heights right side, all alone, baseline, three, no good. Rebound, Ravens. Lanson comes down with it, gets it away. The feed over to the right to Manasseh. Can't get a shot off and instead is going to have to bring it back over to the baseline. Lanson Taylor above the three-point circle. Feeds in the middle of Joyce, 50 seconds to go in the half. Lanson changing hands with the dribble now as he's up top. Ravens have committed to taking some time and trying to get a good score here. Lanson at the free throw line, cuts in, dishes back, and as he tries to drive in, we're going to have a travel called, and Harris will turn it over. Half a minute to go in the half. It'll be Cobra basketball, but first we're going to have that's going to be Grant Amon coming back in. He's going to take out Hayden Doyle. Half a minute to go. Cobra's up court with it. They lead by a half a dozen, 20 to 14. Low scoring game. 14 points for the Ravens. Good drive to the right side. The shot's going to be deflected, knocked out of bounds. Cobra basketball with 16 seconds to go in the half. Jackson Heights putting it in play. They ask for Silas Holiday to move down a little bit toward the corner. And that's where they want him to put the ball in. He will feed over to the left side, come back up on top. That was a beautiful move, shaking a defender and putting up an in and easy to Jason Bosley. He's having a huge half, 13 points, 22-14. And for the Ravens, a shot at the buzzer will not go in, and we're at halftime. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you from Jackson Heights High School. It is Cobras 22, Morehill Mountain Academy 14.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum,
welcome back to halftime here at Jackson Heights High School. Senior night, we've got some dance troupe entertaining the crowd here at intermission. And with that, allow me to give you the update on the halftime scoring. First of all, for Jackson Heights, pace of the way. There's no question, Jason Bosley has a hot hand, and he's an offensive player. 13 of his team's 22 points. Following him, it drops pretty dramatically to Grant Amon with a half a dozen. Two for Devin Mock and one for Dakota Abel. For Morehill Mountain Academy, pretty even scoring. You've got Bowden Korbelik with five, Sam Joyce with four, three and a half for Carson Van Dyke, and two for Johnkin in Guava. fouls, and nobody in any trouble. A couple of players for Jackson Heights with two each, but nobody jammed up. And so the second half should be a thriller. I want you to stick around for it. We'll be back to bring you the second half live here on CARE. But right now with your intermission score, Jackson Heights 22, Mariel Mount Academy 14. We're kicking it back to you-know-who. It's Joseph. That's right. He's back in the studio. Been all night getting ready for this. Here he has your halftime.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February, and be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla sauce serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christy McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us for the Games of the Week as we've got Marhill Mount Academy on the road at Jackson Heights. We'll return to Tom Couts courtside in just a couple of minutes. We do have a Benedictine basketball game tomorrow evening. It'll be women's basketball from the Kiel Center in Dubuque, Iowa, the Heart of America Tournament Semifinals. We're going to be in Fayette, Missouri. We will have Central Methodist and the Benedictine Ladies meeting up at 7 p.m. tomorrow evening. Coming Monday evening, we'll have Marhill Mount Academy Girls at JCN. Again, that's a 7 p.m. game. And on Tuesday, we've got a 7 p.m. game as well, as we've got Riverside Boys at Marhill Mount Academy. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look around the area with the scores as I have them.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent NAPA dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312 Commercial to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February, and be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla soft serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
Taking a look around the area, we've got some finals in girls' high school basketball. It was Donovan West over Maranatha with a final score of Donovan West 46, Maranatha 19. In the Frankfurt-Onega game, Frankfurt came out on top by 22 points. It was 42-20. The Troy girls beat Carr Parvel with a final score of Troy girls 47, Carr Parvel 33. And in the game that we brought you earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7, it was Jackson Heights at 53 points over Marhill Mount Academy 23. taking a look at BC men's basketball. They fell to Evangel tonight with a final score of Evangel 78, BC 74. And in this game, we've got the score as Jackson Heights 22, Marhill Mount Academy 17. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Here's to a new view in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Since 1972, Acheson Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Acheson Construction, a company you know and trust.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 12 tonight under mainly clear skies, south winds at around 5 miles an hour. Mainly sunny tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 41. Lows level off around 20 tomorrow night, clear skies. Turning much warmer Sunday and Monday with highs from the low 50s to the low 60s. Another look at the short range, we should dip down to 12 tonight. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr from Hot Country 93.7. We're currently at 16.3 degrees in North Acheson with the wind out of the north-northwest at about 4 miles per hour. The relative humidity is 76%. The barometric pressure is steady at 30.52 inches of mercury, and the dew point is sitting at 10 degrees Fahrenheit. The wind chill out there is currently 16 degrees. We'll be joining Tom Kautz courtside in just a couple of moments.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Acheson. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, with that, we welcome you back again to Jackson Heights High School. As we get underway, the ball comes in like less than 10 seconds in, the Ravens get fouled, and they're coming to the line, and Austin Miller's free throw, it's not going to go in. So for Manasa, still looking for his first point of the game. By the way, that is the first foul of the game for Silas Holiday for Jackson Heights. Big deep knee bend, second shot up. Miller will get that one, and Manasa's on the board. It is 22-15, Jackson Heights. Now the ball batted loose and into backcourt. Cougars are going to be able to save it, get it across the timeline. Silas Holiday with it, but a little behind the back pass to Bosley. And Heights has the ball. They'll come to the free throw line. Dakota Abel handles it there. Comes back out on top. Goes back to Abel. You got to love that guy. He is big. He is strong. He's got good hands. Got a nice little shot from a reasonable distance. There's just something about him that he's like a kind of guy that you like on the team. Beautiful pass from Abel, and give him an assist. And a bucket to Grant Amon. And he's at 8. And it's 24-15. Here come the Ravens around to the left side, taking it down toward the baseline of the skip pass. It's going to be knocked free and stolen away. Driving down the floor, coast to coast, driving in, shot up, no good, rebound, pulled back down by Manasseh. And now the Ravens are going to try to run to the other end of the floor. Out on top of it is going to be Ms. Pagel to the free throw line. That's Sam. Manasseh back on the right side, takes a step, travels with the basketball. Now, Manasseh looked really surprised by that, but yet he stood in front of the official and took like two steps. So I don't know why you'd be real surprised when he calls a traveling violation. 6:40 to go in the third quarter. 24-15, Heights in front. Now, Manasseh is going to come out of the game for a little bit, and coach is going to let him think about that, his transgressions. Here comes the basketball at the court with Heights. There's maybe a travel, no whistle. The baseline three, airborne and good. Boy, Jason Mosley having a big start to the game, and the Ravens are going to get a timeout. They're in trouble in the early going of the second half. Taking a break with 6.5 to go in the third. Jackson Heights 27, Markham Mount Academy 15.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
27-15. Jackson Heights has stretched its lead here in the first 2.5 minutes. Or make that 1.5 minutes. 1.5 minutes of the second half. And that brought a timeout by the Ravens and head coach Brad Kunicki. Out of the court for Jackson Heights right now. Gosh, I've got Wyatt Bacon is out there. I got Jason Mosley, Grant Amon. I see Dakota Abel, and I'm going to round it out with Silas Holiday out for the Ravens right now. Putting the ball in play from the backcourt is going to be Miss Pagel. Got Sam out there and Lanson Taylor. Bolren Korblik. Here's a nice pass to the right side. The shot is going to go up, and it won't go in for Joyce. And a rebound hauled down by the Cobras. Rounding it out, by the way, for the Ravens is going to be Mark Harris. We're 2 minutes into the third quarter. Here's a little wraparound layup. It's up no good, but they'll have a foul. And it's going to be on Lansden Taylor. I'll have Lansden for his second foul of the night. And that'll be the first foul of the second half by MHMA. At the free throw line, Jackson Heights and Grant Amon. He hasn't had a free throw yet tonight. First one here, kind of rolled around, but it's good as he stumbles into the lane after releasing the shot. That is his 9th point tonight. He can get the double figures with one more. Got it. So even coming out of the timeout, Jackson Heights extends its lead down to 29-15. And we've got inside 6 minutes to go in the third. Ravens out on top with it. Right side it goes. Harris has it. Gets it to Joyce. Sam's on the left side of the free throw line. Looking into the middle, and Ravens bringing it back out on top. Cobra's in a player defense. Morehead Mount Academy looking to make them work a little bit. Make them chase a while. We'll see if that provides an open shot at some point. And instead, it's going to provide a turnover. Ravens are going to give it away with the traveling violation. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. What this has done, though, with the exception of a couple of free throws, what this has done is made the third quarter move along pretty briskly, actually. Not a lot of calls, not a lot of fouls, and the Ravens moving the ball around. The clock just ticking away, and MHMA is going to break into a 2-3 zone now. Here's a feed over to the left block. Dump out on top. Uncontested. Three. Nope. See, that's what the zone is designed to do. Keep those guys from the middle, but they will certainly provide some wide-open perimeter three-point shots, just like it did there. Ravens were fortunate. That one didn't score. Here's a shot from the left wing for three. That is up and good. And for Keegan Miss Pagel, his first points of the game, 29-18. Jackson Heights with the lead. And now into the forecourt with the basketball. 4:44 to go in the third quarter. They've got an 11-point lead. Here's Bacon with it. Do you remember Stan Bacon, who played basketball for Benedict and some years ago? Stan. Back out topside. I think Stan is now a member of law enforcement in Louisiana. 4:20 to go. Feed will come over to the right block. The skip into the lane. The layup rattles and goes in. So a lot of patience, a lot of movement of the basketball. And for Grant Eamon, a dozen points. It is 31-18. We're going to get another Raven timeout. Taking a break with MHMA and Coach Kunicki. 4 minutes and 3 seconds to go in the third quarter. The score, Cobras 31, Ravens 18.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Hey, welcome back. Coming out of the timeout, Ravens have the basketball. Now it's going to be knocked free, stolen away, stripped in, taken into the forefront, and stolen back by MHMA. Harris throws it across and is stolen back by the Cobras. Coming out of the timeout, we have had back-to-back turnovers by these teams, and neither one of them has gotten this thing as deep as the free throw line on either end of the floor. Right now, though, Jackson Heights has it on top. Rainbow shot for 3, no. And an offensive rebound is going to keep it alive for Heights. They'll take it down to the baseline, a running one-hander, no. Rebound this time is going to be pulled down by the Ravens. Flying up with it is going to be Lanson. Taylor will lose it. It's out of his hands and stripped away. It'll be out of bounds to MHMA at their baseline. Coming back into the game is going to be Carson Van Dyke. So got Van Dyke and Miss Pagel with Harris putting it in play. Joyce and Korbelik. That's the Raven 5 with 3:15 to go in the third quarter. 31-18. Jackson Heights with a 13-point lead here. And if the Ravens are going to come back to win this one, they're going to have to break into that a little bit right now. And here's a layup underneath that won't go in for Joyce, but he's pushed to the back and got fouled. Our official rolls over to the scorer's table and lets us know that the whistle is going to be a foul on Silas Holiday. It'll be his second. And coming to the line for the Ravens, Sam Joyce. Sam has 4 points, but he's 0 for 2 at the free throw line tonight. Now making 0 for 3 is having a hard time getting that free throw to fall in. One more shot coming up here for Sam. Up. And that got him a good roll. Hit the back of the rim and went straight up and then fell through. Sam Joyce makes it 31-19. As we go inside, 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Jackson Heights High School, senior night here. Running the ball down around the right side is going to be Silas Holiday. Kicks it back, 14-foot shot from the right edge. Is up, it's no good. Offensive rebound is going to be pulled away down to the baseline. Just overpowering was Devin Mock as he pulls it away. Now feeds across the driving shot up and short for Bosley. Here come the Ravens. Korbelik will bring it into the forecourt. Comes out on top. Kicks it over to the edge. The shot is up at the baseline by Harris, and you can hear the Cobra fans as that shot was thrown into the crowd. It was blocked and rejected all the way into the stands. Ravens are going to be putting it back in play. 2:25 to go in the third quarter. Morehead Academy down a dozen. Out on top is Joyce. Feeds underneath to Harris. Back to Joyce. It's a 17-footer. Oh, pretty shot. High and arcing and nice. And the bucket is good for Sam. It's 31-21. Ravens are back to within 10 with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Back up top side with it is going to be Silas Holiday as Jackson Heights runs its offense. They'll feed right side of the lane, nothing in doing. They'll bring it back on top, and the three is launched and hit by Jason Bosley. For Bosley, what, 2, 3, 4, that's his fifth three-point shot, his 19th point tonight, 34-21 Heights. Minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Ravens will drive in. The shot is up by Korbelik and no good. Rebounding it down. Here come the Cobras. They'll take it to the left side. Silas Holiday goes cross court, setting up for it. The shot by Doyle. No. Joyce rebounds it down. And now he's going to throw it up the court and throw it away. Sam Joyce trying to hit his teammate running up the floor at full speed, but they pass a little bit out in front and apparently beyond the reach of Mark Harris. And so the Ravens are going to throw it away, trailing by now 13 points with a minute 14 to go in the third quarter. End of the lineup for MHMA as both Harris and Joyce come out. They're going to get Jonathan Ngwaba, and we're also going to get into the game Manasseh Miller. Down to a minute to play in the third. Jackson Heights has the basketball, and they lead by 13 points. They have not trailed in this game. Here's the drive in. They'll kick it back all the way to the baseline, and a travel call. So the traveling violation, and back it will come to Marhill Mountain Academy. We're inside a minute to go in the third quarter. You've got Jonathan Ngwaba out there. He's kind of rubbing the right elbow, like he got banged it up a little bit when he fell to the floor. Now driving in the Euro step, and that one is going to count for Manasseh Miller, his first bucket of the game. He had a free throw earlier. That 3 points now for Miller. It is 34-23. Around to the left side with it. Cobras. Inside a half a minute to go in the third quarter. Jackson Heights comes off top side. That's going to be Devin Mock. Mock will hand it over. Puts it in the hands of Trigan Bailey. Bailey goes between the circles, getting defended very closely. Kicks it over to the right side. And we're going to get now a Jackson Heights timeout. Joseph, why not? We're down to 17 seconds to go. This third quarter is not going to last forever. 17 seconds left. Time out of the court. Heights 34, Ravens 23.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Good to have you back with us as we get back to play. The ball is put in, no, and the shot goes up. It's no good. Rebound Ravens. Outlet down the floor, 5 seconds. 4 seconds left in the quarter. Out on top, Miss Pagel. The long three, in and out, no, tipped up, no, and we've come to the end of the third quarter. We'll go to the fourth quarter here at Jackson Heights High School. The Ravens have got a hill to climb. It's Jackson Heights 34, Morehouse Mount Academy 23.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
I'll tell you what, not very often do you see it work when a team has just a couple of guys who are doing really all of the scoring. Well, it is working tonight for Jackson Heights. How about this? After three quarters, Jason Bosley has 19 and Grant Amon has 12. So the two of them have combined for 31 of Jackson Heights' 34 points. The rest of them belong to Devin Mock with 2 and 1 free throw for Dakota Abel. For the Ravens, much more balanced, more guys participating, but not as many total points. As you got 7 for Sam Joyce. He's the team leader. Bowden Korbelik has 5, 3 apiece. Then for Van Dyke, Manasseh Miller, and Keegan Miss Pagel, and Jonkin Ngwaba has two. Here we go to the fourth quarter. Ravens coming up court for the basketball, and we're back at it for MHMA. Hoping to battle back in this one, but again, a double-digit deficit to overcome, trailing at 34-23. Here's Manasseh Miller, goes all the way to the baseline, drives across, standing in the lane, kicks it over to Jonathan. He'll go in, go up, gets two, and Guava gets the bucket. That'll be his fourth point of the game, and it's now 34-25. So the Ravens beginning to whittle away a little bit at that lead. On the left side is going to be Amon. Back out on top. Looking inside is Dakota Abel. He'll feed to the right side of the lane. Left-hand hook shot up, no good. Rebound. And Guava, here come the Ravens. Left side, Miss Pingle into the corner to Van Dyke. He'll stop, pull the trigger, hit a three. And the Ravens coming back. And we're going to get a Jackson Heights timeout. MHMA has come out firing in the fourth quarter, taking a break at 6:56 to go in the game. Jackson Heights 34, Moore Hill Mount Academy 28.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
With a lot of time left in the ball game, it is a ball game. 6:56 to go. It is a 34-28 lead for Jackson Heights here on senior night. Joseph in the studio, Tom Kalsuth here. Happy to have you along this evening as Mar Hill Mount Academy and Jackson Heights both conclude the regular season here tonight. Out of the court for the Ravens, and we're going to see Jonathan Nguaba. I've got Steve Van Dyke. Looks like I look out there, or rather Carson Van Dyke. I see Bowden Korbelik. Here's the shot from the left side for Jackson Heights. It is up and good. And Hayden Doyle will have his first point of the game. How about that? Hayden Doyle, 37-25, Jackson Heights. You've also got Keegan Misbagel out there and rounding it out. Manasseh Miller, by the way, for the Raven 5. And as MHMA drives to the baseline, Manasseh gets fouled. It'll be put in play for the Ravens beneath their offensive goal. 6:27 to go in the game. 37-28, and right back to that 9-point lead goes Jackson Heights down that three a moment ago by Doyle. Now the inbound pass is knocked away and pulled out of the sky. Here comes Heights, and then they try to go to the corner and we'll throw it away. 6:20 to go. Ravens are going to take Miss Pagel out of the lineup and for him reinsert Mark Harris. 6:15 to go. Back up with it. Here's Manasseh straight away for a three, and it goes up and it hits the cabling, and it will be Jackson Heights basketball. That was not a terrible shot to take, actually, even though it didn't take much time off the clock. Coming down the floor, Manasseh squared up, top of the key. There was nobody anywhere near him, and so he just set sail. He hit the back of the rim and went straight up and hit that cable that pulls the backboard up for the volleyball usage of the floor. 5:55 to go in the game. You got Jackson Heights with the basketball. They lead it by 9. Skip pass over to the right side. No room. Comes back off on top. Here's Bosley. He's been the guy with the hot hand. Gets it back on to the edge. The three misses. And a battle for the rebound. Tipped around. And Ravens are going to control it. And as Manasseh gets the handle on the ball, he's going to be fouled. The foul is going to be whistled against Hayden Doyle. Got Hayden for one tonight. Kind of interesting in the foul department. Here in the second half, Jackson Heights has committed 5 second-half fouls. Marymount Academy has only committed, only been called at least, for one. And now as the ball is out on top, Van Dyke is going to be called for a travel. He does not like the call and is going to have to be careful. And a thinner-skinned, less experienced official would have had a problem with that exchange. 5:15 to go. Jackson Heights with the ball. A 9-point lead. He'll drive all the way around underneath, and a little reverse layup would not go in for Doyle. Ravens are going to rebound it back down. Miller bringing it back up the floor. Manasseh slides off the screen. Pulls up. 17-footer. Doesn't get it. And a rebound cleared away again by Bosley. Baseball pass to the other end of the floor to Silas Holiday. Back out to Bosley. He goes three. Rebound Ravens. Coming up with the basketball, MHMA. That's Bowden Korbelik. He'll go left side. The long two is going to be up and in for Manasseh Miller. Only his 5th points of the game, but it is now 37-30. 4.5 minutes to go. Cobras ball over to the left side. Driving down. Pulling it back out on top. For a moment there, I thought maybe we're going to have a steal by Korbelik, but he dropped back. Didn't want to get himself out of a good defensive position. We're nearing the midpoint of the fourth quarter. Doyle has it on the left side. Out on top to Bosley. Goes right. That's Amon. Looks inside. Passes it into the middle. And Ravens nearly steal it, but Dakota Abel able to recover it. And again, we're going to get Jackson Heights bringing it all the way out to the center circle. They're going to get really patient here. If they don't get a pretty good shot, they're not taking it. And like that one, little hook shot in the middle, misses. Ravens rebounded down. That was a good shot from about 3 feet away, straight off the front of the rim. Ravens back on offense. Driving down. The shot is up and good by Harris. That is the first point of the game for Mark Harris. And now it is 37-32. 3:20 to go. Hook shot in the middle is up and missing. Rebound, Ravens. MHMA coming up with the basketball. Fourth quarter's been a good one for them. Harris goes in, misses, followed up, and missed. Ravens had two great looks. And now an upcourt pass and fed over to the left side. Saved by Bosley. He's going to make a good, smart play here and bring it back out on top. 2:55 to go in the game. A little behind-the-back pass, all alone, the three, and we have players on the floor. And a foul by Jackson Heights. I think the whistle's on Hayden Doyle. It is. So Doyle is going to pick up his second foul of the game. It'll be team foul 6 for Heights. But for the Ravens, most importantly right now, they have their hands back on the basketball. They're trailing it only by 5 with 2:47 to play. Manasseh Miller up the floor. Dumps it over to the right side. Looking in, it's going to be Harris. Goes to the right. Van Dyke in, up. Give him two. The bucket by Carson. It is now 37-34. 2:20 to play. Doyle skips to the right block. The feet across to the left. And back out on top of the Cobras. 2:15 left. Jackson Heights that has the ball knocked away, picked back up, falling away. The shot misses. Offensive rebound underneath, and Harris reaches in and gets the foul. The foul is going to be whistled on Mark. Only his second foul of the night. Only the second a team foul of the second half for the Ravens. It will be Cobra basketball at their offensive end. 2:05 to go. And they're clinging now to a 3-point lead. It comes in. The shot is up and missing. Rebound is on the floor. And players go to the ground. It's a jump ball possession, MHMA. Ravens are going to hand it back in with 1:59 to go. It is 37-34. Looking in. Here comes Manasseh Miller. Walks it up. Crosses at the center. Drives all the way down to the baseline right. Nearly has it taken away. Kicks it over. Korbelik rolls it out on top. That was nearly a turnover. And they're going to say, I believe it came off the toe of a Jackson Heights player, so the Ravens are going to be forced to put it back in play. With a minute 47 to go, Ravens have the ball down by three. 1:47 to play in the game. Comes out on top, Korblik. Left side, Harris for three. No. Rebound, Jackson Heights. Grant Amon pulls down the rebound, and I fully expect Heights to put this thing in the deep freeze now with a minute and a half to go. The drive all the way to the baseline, the feet across to the left. No, they're not. Here's a three. Air ball pulled down by Korbelik, and the Ravens are coming back up the floor. I did not expect Jason Bosley to take that shot. Minute 15 left. Ravens on offense. But they're down by three. Do you go for two here and set up a late bucket maybe? Do you go for three, looking for the tie? Ravens feed. The shot is up. Partially blocked, and a foul call. Manasseh Miller coming to the free throw line for MHMA, having been fouled by Silas Holiday. For Manasseh, one of two at the line tonight, and he's got 5 points this evening. 1:02 to play. Free throw. Rattles, and somehow goes in. And Austin Miller is going to get the first one. It's now 37-35. One more shot. No. And now we have a foul on the Ravens on the look at the rebound. And it's going to be another foul by Mark Harris. His third. But again, that's not a big deal right now. The big deal is, with a minute one to go in the ballgame, Cobras have the ball in the lead, 37-35, a two-point contest. Jump to the backcourt with it, looking to bring it across. They just do in the nick of time. Topside with it is Hayden Doyle. The cutter into the lane, falling away. The shot is going to be blocked, and we're going to get a foul call. The shot was rejected, but they're going to say, having made contact with the body, a foul is called on Carson Van Dyke. Going to be a couple of fouls on him, and these are big free throws coming up for Jackson Heights. At the line, Jason Bosley. Bosley, rather. Bosley had 13 at the half, 19 at the end of three quarters. Hasn't scored in the fourth. No free throws yet tonight. This first one, no. So Bosley had a chance to make it a two-possession game. Now he's looking to make it a three-point lead with his second free throw. Missing the first. One more shot coming up for Bosley. Yep, and in. 20 points, Jason Bosley. It is 38-35. 45 seconds left, and still for the Ravens, they don't have to have the three. They don't want it. Oh, Manasseh wants it. Can't hit it. Rebound. Loose on the floor. Cobras come up with the ball. Here comes Silas Holiday. Ravens trying to foul, and we're going to get one on Harris. This is going to walk over and let us know for Mark Harris, it will be his fourth. He's picked up three in pretty quick succession. Half a minute to go. That was Raven team foul five, and now we're going to have a quick foul by Korbelik. Ravens are forced into committing some fouls and trying to get Jackson Heights to the free throw line. That is only team foul six, so Heights is not ready to shoot this yet. Cobras putting it in play on the far side. 28 seconds to go. Team fouls now at six apiece. Inbound. It's loose on the floor, and the Ravens are going to steal it. Here comes MHMA. Over to the left. They come out on top to Manasseh. 20 seconds. Over to the right side with 18. Here's a three. Korbelik. No. Rebound. Pulled down by Heights. And we get a foul. 13 seconds left. MHMA getting the shot they wanted, the look they wanted. And right now, I'm going to tell you, the most relieved-looking person in the gym is Brent Plattner, the Jackson Heights head coach, because he's looking out there going, wow. He thought that game was going to get tied right there. Frankly, so did I. It was a good-looking shot. 13 seconds to play, a three-point game. And it's a 1-1. The front one. No good. Rebound, Ravens. Morehamon Academy with life. Manasseh Miller brings it down. Comes out on top. And we're going to get a Raven timeout. Joseph. Here we go. 9 seconds to go in the game. Time out of the court. It is Jackson Heights 38, Morehill Mount Academy 35.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Back with me here at Jackson Heights High School. Everyone in the place nearly on their feet. 9 seconds to play in the game. Morehill Mount Academy has taken a timeout. Ravens are going to have the ball in play. Trailing by three. Got to hit the three-point shot somehow to extend this game. And for the Ravens, the best right now they can hope for is overtime. To hope for a foul and a three, that is just asking for a lot. It'll be Mark Harris who has four fouls. Mark Harris putting it in play from just inside midcourt across the way. He's going to go into the backcourt. Manasseh has it. Eight. Manasseh right side with six. Manasseh with five. Holding the ball up. He's in trouble. They can't get the shot away. Miller throws up a desperation shot. The game's over. Final score tonight. Jackson Heights 38. Morehill Mount Academy 35. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
Here's to a new view in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Back with you here at the Jackson Heights High School, where a game that kind of got one-sided midway through became a thriller at the end. But Jackson Heights was able to persevere here on senior night, winning it by a final of 38-35. A recap of the scoring for you. First of all, for Jackson Heights, Jason Bosley, 20 points, a dozen for Grant Eamon, dropping then all the way to Hayden Doyle's 3-2 for Devin Monk, and 1-4 Dakota Abel. For Morehill Mount Academy, no player got into double-figure scoring, but they did have seven guys get points, led by Carson Van Dyke with 8. Sam Joyce had 7 in the game, a half a dozen for Manasseh Miller tonight, 5 for Bowden Korbelek. It was a 4-point game for Jonkin and Guaba, 3 tonight for Keegan Mispagel, and rounding it out was Mark Harris with 2. Your back latch to the player of the game, got to be Jason Bosley, the senior coming in, 20 points, led all scorers. He had 13 at halftime, and he was a dominant factor in the game for the Jackson Heights win. Opening game tonight saw Jackson Heights ladies come away with a big victory. And tomorrow, it's Benedict and Lady Raven basketball. We'll be talking about that. 7 o'clock ball game for Benedictine at Central Methodist ladies basketball. I want to thank you for having me join us here this evening. Tim, we'll greet you next time for Joseph. He's the guy in the Care Radio Sports Studio that makes all of the magic happen. Joseph, thank you very much. Tom Counts with you here in the jam saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.